I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has announced details of a $6 billion package of military support for Ukraine, focusing on air defences. It's the latest instalment after a huge aid bill was approved in Washington earlier this week. More details from Will Vernon in Washington.
It'll be used to buy kit, like weapons, ammunition, other equipment, from US defence contractors and then sent to Ukraine. So it includes missiles for the Patriot system and also another air defence system called NASAMS and counter-drone systems too. And this will all come, as I say, from arms manufacturers here in the US. Now, that could take time, of course. Some of these weapons will need to be built and shipped. But one of the key parts of it is artillery ammunition. This is something Ukraine has been critically short of recently. The Ukrainians say Russia's been outgunning them on the battlefield by a ratio of 10 to 1.
Houthis based in Yemen have attacked a crude oil tanker in the Red Sea. The spokesman for the Iran-aligned group announced the hit during a televised speech and also claimed a US drone had been shot down over Yemen. Britain's Maritime Security Agency confirmed a vessel had suffered two missile attacks, the first hitting the water nearby, the second damaging the ship. Joe Biden says he's ready to take on Donald Trump in a presidential debate ahead of their likely November election rematch. The Biden campaign has for months been non-committal on the issue, but on Friday, Mr. Biden told the radio host Howard Stern, "I'm happy to debate him." Leaving court in New York on Friday, Mr. Trump responded to the challenge.
"We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually. But you tell me where. But we're ready. He's obviously not showing up now. We heard nothing. But he said today that, oh, I'd love to debate, but he won't debate. I don't think he'll debate. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. I'm not sure he has a choice."
Experts say a hole in the ozone layer over Antarctica is exposing the continent's wildlife to potentially damaging levels of UV light. Our science correspondent, Victoria Gill, has more details.
In Antarctica, the ozone layer is broken down by chemical reactions in very cold, high atmospheric clouds. That loss of protective gas and resulting hole used to peak in September or October, when plants and animals are tucked under winter snow and marine animals are protected by sea ice. But it's now lingering well into the Antarctic summer. Researchers found evidence of Antarctic plants putting more effort into synthesising protective sunscreen compounds, and krill, marine crustaceans that are the foundation of the food chain in Antarctica, moving deeper into the ocean to avoid ultraviolet rays.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A former Boeing employee turned whistleblower at the centre of a lawsuit against the US aircraft manufacturer has accused the company of countless law violations in testimony given before his death. John Barnett was found dead in March with self-inflicted gunshots after failing to turn up for a court hearing, Theo Leggett reports.
John Barnett, a quality control engineer, had worked for Boeing for more than 30 years. He claimed he'd warned senior managers about serious safety failings at the South Carolina plant, but had been ignored and ostracised. In the days prior to his death, he'd been giving formal testimony as part of a lawsuit he'd brought against Boeing. A transcript shows that he'd accused company employees of routinely falsifying records on the production line, a serious criminal offence. Boeing said it had reviewed and addressed the issues raised by Mr. Barnett and determined that they did not affect aircraft safety.
Iraqi security officials say an unidentified gunman has shot dead a well-known TikTok influencer outside her home in Baghdad. Om Fahad was known for light-hearted TikTok videos of herself, dancing to Iraqi music wearing tight-fitting clothes. She was sentenced to 6 months in prison last year for sharing videos that the court said undermined modesty and public morality. The prestigious French University of Political Science in Paris, Sciences Po, has struck a deal to end protests by pro-Palestinian students who occupied spaces outside its building since Thursday. The university said it would organise internal debates where all questions would be allowed. It's also suspending disciplinary action against some of the demonstrators, including teachers. From next season, the US National Football League is permitting the optional use of safety caps designed to reduce the possibility of concussion and long-term brain injuries. It follows a two-year study that showed a significant reduction in concussions suffered by American football players using the caps. BBC News.